It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Fairbanks, how are you doing this afternoon? It's a nice, getting a little bit chilly in Fairbanks in November, this 18th day on a Saturday. But guess what? You got five shopping days. You got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You got five shopping days left before Thanksgiving. So if you haven't got your turkey this weekend, Monday at the very, 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 very latest, but get it this weekend. Get your turkey this weekend to get it done. Because if you're picking up on Tuesday or Wednesday, it's already late. Because basically, if you put it in your refrigerator to let it thaw, which is what you should do, it takes about one day for 5 pounds. So if you have, a 15-pound turkey, that's 3 days. That's 3 to 4 days. So remember, get your turkey this weekend, enjoy it, and enjoy the show. We're going to go through a few things on Thanksgiving here. If you want to buy a very good pie, this Tuesday from 11 to 4 p.m. over at Stone Soup on Gaffney. It starts at 11 until they run out of pies. They got pecan pie, pumpkin pie, apple Gillette, sweet potato pie, chocolate pie, and cranberry crumble pie. So if you want to go get a really good pie and also help a good service, that's where you do it, right there at the bread line there on Gaffney. So, let's talk turkey, literally. That's why this is a food show. You're going to get a turkey. How big of a turkey should you get? Well, first of all, how many people you got coming over? However many people you think you have coming over, then you add one or two more. So, say you got 6 people coming over, plan for 8. And what you're doing is you're going to serve 1 to 1 1/4 pounds per person. But after cooking and after the carcass, you're going to need 2 pounds per person. So you got 6 people coming over, get the 12-pound bird. Got 5 people coming over, 10-pound bird. You got 8 people coming over, 16-pound bird. You got 10 people coming over, get the big 20-pound bird. And again, thought in advance, one day for 5 pounds. If you got a 5-pound turkey, it's going to take you about 3 days. Don't leave it out on the counter all night before Thanksgiving for safety reasons and things like that. Now, do you brine or not brine? That is the question. To brine or not to brine? I brine, and I brine well, mind you. What I do is I go get my cauldron that I cook my pasta sauce in. And I fill it up 2/3 of the way with water. I've got a nice concrete kitchen, concrete basement floor that stays about 50 degrees, 45 to 50 degrees on that concrete. So it's, I don't have to worry about refrigeration. Down there in the basement, it works out well. What I do is I put in 2 cups of maple syrup, 2 cups of bourbon, and 2 tablespoons of pickling spices. It's a great brine. And then you can take it, and every day I go in and I stir it up a little bit, get the brine going back around. And after 3 days, it's perfect. It's just, it makes it very moist, very flavorful, very tasty with those 3 combinations. Now what we're going to do is we're going to cook a turkey with butter. And remember, everything is better with butter. So, as we go along, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to get 2 sticks of butter, unsalted. So it's basically salted or unsalted, but this is when you want to use unsalted butter because you're going to be adding stuff to the butter, spices. And unsalted is your baking butter. And so, there are a couple ways to do it, depending what you like to do. I like to take that, and for every stick of butter, I like to put in about 2 tablespoons of Herbes de Provence. It's just a great way to do it. And I mesh it around, and then I just coat that wonderful bird with butter. Now, before you do all that, we've looked at this. Let's just go through some instructions. Then we'll give you some helpful hints. First of all, you're taking the turkey out of the refrigerator to let it warm up about an hour prior to roasting. That's if you have not brined it. If you've brined it, take it out of your brine an hour prior to roasting. Then you're going to towel dry it off. Then you're going to add the butter to the bowl and mix it with your herb ingredients. Smash it together with a fork. Now, I use Herbes de Provence. You can use other things. You can use tarragon in there, different spices, your garlic, lemon pepper, onion powder, garlic powder, salt, pepper, mirage, a myriad of spices that you can use. But it's very personal. It's very personal. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to preheat that oven at 450 degrees. And I usually like to have it go for about 30 minutes. Get that thing nice and toasty warm. 450 degrees. And then I take, before, you know, it comes up to temperature, I take out all the racks but one. I put that one on the bottom third, which is of the oven. And I've taken the turkey packaging out. I've removed the giblets and the neck if they're in there. And I've, you know, cleaned out the inside of the cavity. We've got all that done. We patted it dry. All liquid excess is out. You've got it cleaned up. You're ready to go. You season it with salt and pepper. Add that inside the cavity too. About a tablespoon of salt would be good too if you put it in your butter. And then we're going to stuff the cavity. And you can stuff the cavity with apples, pears. You know, I cut up the apples and the pears. Lemon, orange. And I put in herbs, garlic, you know, shallot. And, you know, I put that in whole. So it's a great way to do it. Then we're going to tuck the wings under the turkey and the legs and tie them together. Tie the two legs together with kitchen twine. So we're locking our stuffing in there. A lot of fun. Then we're going to place this in a roasting pan. And we have a roasting rack in the roasting pan. And that rack keeps the skin off the roasting pan. So when you pull out the turkey, it's not sticking to the roasting pan. You do not want that. So if you got to say a 12 to 14 pound turkey, you're going to be cooking this thing for about 3 hours, plus or minus 10 to 15 minutes. But the key is putting a temperature thermometer into the breast. And we're going to pull it at 160 degrees. We're going to pull it at 160 because over the course of 20 minutes as it rests, we're going to tent it with aluminum foil. It's going to come up to a temperature of 165. So, now what we're going to do is we're going to start at 450 degrees. And we're going to keep it in there, and then we're going to drop it down to 350 after 10-15 minutes. What that does is it does better for crisping up the skin. If you don't want that, you know, that chewy skin, this is how you do it. Let it come up to 160, pull it out, let it rest for 20 minutes at least, put foil over it, and you are good. You are golden. You've just cooked yourself a turkey. But maybe you want some helpful hints. Let's go for that. Again, use a roasting pan with a rack. Don't add any extra liquid to the bottom of the roasting pan. Some recipes will do that, but don't do that. It can make steam go in there. Whatever you're adding to the pan adds taste. You're going to take your butter and you're going to just coat that, smear that bird with your two sticks of butter, with your four tablespoons of Herbes de Provence or your other ingredients, and you're just going to spread it on there thick. And as it cooks, it all is going to seep into the chicken, and it's going to be great. Anyway, other herbs you can use is Italian seasoning is really good, or a poultry blend. Fresh herbs is always good. Always good. Kosher salt, do it that way. And I don't wash the turkey. A lot of people do. I'll pull out the cavity, but your turkey is going to, when it cooks, any bacteria will be killed in there. So don't worry about that. And also, you know, don't be afraid to get online or get a cookbook, things like that, to look up neat recipes, ways to cook a turkey. I've, you know, cooked them in plastic bags. I love smoking a turkey. Oh, my goodness. I love smoking a turkey. There's nothing like pulling out that beautiful slow-smoked turkey, and it looks like a Martha Stewart front page catalog cover photo. There's nothing like it. Remember, 50% of your taste is visual. And if you can create a beautiful turkey that way, boy, do you have the best visual in the world, and that's the taste. So, anyway, you always cook enough turkey for leftovers, right? Yeah, there's nothing like getting the leftover rolls and then taking some whiter, dark meat, mustard, mayo, lettuce, cheese. I go for the provolone or the Velveeta. Maybe some stuffing. Put it all together in that leftover dinner roll and having it. Oh, remember, you're cooking for yourself for that night and for a few days later. And enough stuffing is never enough stuffing. Enough gravy is never enough gravy. But you can do this. Anyway, we're going to take a commercial break. Listen to our wonderful sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays, complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand, so you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley, Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door, opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I hope you're enjoying the show. It's a Saturday. That means there's 5 shopping days left till Thanksgiving. And get out there and do that. You know, it's just gone by so fast this year. It just has. You know, we're almost into 2024. And I'm just getting used to 2023. And 2023 is going to be gone. Oh, boy. Now, you heard one of our sponsors, Ivory Jacks, gluten-free. Now, what is gluten? Gluten's a protein. It's found in the wheat plant and some other grains. It is naturally occurring, but it can be extracted, or it also can be concentrated and added to food and other products to add protein, texture, and add flavor. It also works as a binding agent to hold processed foods together and to give them shape. So the reason why I brought this up is not just because of our ad that we had from Ivory Jacks, but this last week, a friend of mine came over to dinner and had some people over, and this person had some food restrictions that I had to cook for. This person could have no beef or shellfish or dairy products of any kind, and all food must be gluten-free. So I said, okay. She could have chicken or pork. So I had great things to work with, so but no butter, therefore olive oil on what I was doing. So I put it all together and enjoyed it. And this is what we did. I was driving down Pegger Road. I thought, oh, you know, there's Tommy G's right there. So I pulled into Tommy G's, and as I was going into the building there, I saw Tommy behind his glass enclosure, and he's selling these, packaging these wonderful pork chops for a gentleman. So I said, Tommy, when he was done, can I get a pork chop roast? And he goes, yeah, it's going to take about 2 to 4 days of thaw, though. Oh, it's for tomorrow night, so forget it. So I asked him, what other type of pork do you have? And he showed me these things, and basically the best way I can describe them to you, it's equivalent to a beef skirt steak, but it's a pork skirt steak. And it was, you know, so I thought, okay, I can try this. So I was not going to be using my grill at all on this. So this was going to be cooked in a skillet. And you cook a skirt steak in a skillet, and that's a big skirt steak. And I didn't want to, the way I did it, I took about a third to a half cup of olive oil, and I cooked it in that, and I got that olive oil just smoking hot. I mean, it was smoking for about 4 or 5 minutes, trying to get as hot as I could, get it up to temperature. And just before I threw in the skirt steak, I'd trimmed it, and I threw in some chopped shallots for about a minute, so I'm flavoring the olive oil. And then what I did is I put in my skirt pork, as we'll call it, and I cooked it for 2 minutes on one side. Then I flipped it, and I cooked it for 2 minutes on the other side. Now, this, as a skirt steak, this has different thicknesses and different textures. You know, you have some fat on it in locations and not in others, so, which adds to the value of what I call on this. So I went 2 minutes on one side, then 2 minutes on the other side. Then I flipped it back, and I did 1 minute on each side again. And then I did another 1 minute on each side. So I had a 2 minute, 2 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, and 1 minute cooking times on each side, or about 8 minutes total. Took it, put it on the chopping block, cutting board, put aluminum foil over it, and let it rest for about 10 minutes. Well, then I cut it against the grain, cross angle, we'll call it. And I cut it into strips about an inch thick, as wide as your thumb or your index finger and thumb sizes. And what it did was it produced a finished product that was from a medium rare to a medium in cooking temperature. So there was something there for everyone, depending on how you liked it. You like it medium rare to a little bit on the rare side. You like it medium. That's what this cooking produced. And also, what I also did is I threw some garlic and some fresh chopped tarragon into it for the final 2 minute, excuse me, 1 minute round. So it went twice because your garlic and something like this is going to cook very fast. So you don't want to get it where it's overcooked and not doing what it's supposed to do. So anyway, it worked out very well and it tasted very well. And then, but what I also did is I got some fettuccine, some gluten-free fettuccine, a 12-ounce package of it, just one. Boil the water, threw some salt in there after it boils. I always put salt in after it's boiling. Then I took and I put the fettuccine, the gluten-free fettuccine in, and I cooked it down to about 90% of, you know, done. Whereas this is al dente plus a little bit past al dente. And what I did was I got some more olive oil and got about a third of a cup. And I got that heated up and I put in there some tarragon, some basil, some garlic, some shallot, some, you know, some onion. And I got my fettuccine out, drained it, and I put it in there and I put the finished coat of taste from the olive oil on that fettuccine. You don't have to, you know, your fettuccine is your portrait. Your olive oil is your frame. When it works, it all goes together very well. The portrait, the fettuccine, once it's cooked, should be good by itself. The olive oil or the red sauce or the Alfredo sauce, that's your picture frame. That's the additive. Together, you have a Mona Lisa or something worse. But when done correctly, and this was a great taste of olive oil that enhanced the fettuccine. So it was just great. So my two main ingredients for my friend with food issues, two great things that were produced. Then I got some white button mushrooms, big Fred Meyer's, big ones, and I cut them into quarters, just, you know, cut it in half, then cut each of the half in half, and just sauteed that up in olive oil. Again, used a lot of olive oil on this, and you can add flavor to that however you want. Do you want garlic in there? Do you want oregano? So many ways to take mushrooms, but any way that you want to do it is the best way. Then I served a salad, and what I did was I made a lemon vinaigrette, which I really like doing, and it's, you know, it's made of olive oil and red wine vinegar, and I always go with for say 2/3 of olive oil, then 1/3 of the red wine vinegar. Then I take lemon and I put a whole fresh squeezed lemon in there. I get the Dijon mustard and I put maybe a half a teaspoon in there. Then I get some diced garlic and diced shallot in there. Then, you know, you make a decision if you want, say, tarragon or oregano. Both of those work very well, but I only use one at a time. Then fresh ground cracked pepper, salt, shake it well, mix it well, and in the, that's my lemon vinaigrette. But in the salad, I had iceberg lettuce, diced mushrooms, carrots, cauliflower, and a few other items, and poured the lemon vinaigrette over it, mixed it all together. Very good tasting, very good taste. So anyway, you can cook well no matter what your limitations are. You can enjoy it well no matter what your limitations of your dietary. There's always something out there for you. There is always something good. Or you can go out to Ivory Jack's and have it made for you out there. You don't have to do it yourself. So anyway, something to think about, something to do. And that's what I did. And we had a very enjoyable night. Had two different wines, actually three different wines. You know, had the nice rosé for when people got there. And then after that bottle of rosé was gone, there's five of us. We had a bottle of nice Pinot Gris. And then this beautiful, with dinner, this beautiful bottle of red wine that my friend Tanya brought. And, oh, my goodness, you know, it was about a nice 9-year-old bottle of wine, that robust red that went with everything. So, very good. Anyway, you have 5 shopping days left from the end of this show. And I hope you are able to make it and get your shopping done for this week, because Thursday is a holiday. It's a big holiday. We seem to eat a lot on that holiday. But what the heck, you can do it. Go to Fred Meyer's, go to Safeway, go to Walmart, calculate how many people are coming over, 2 pounds per person. No matter how many people you know are coming over, add another person there, maybe 2, depending on what you think is going to happen. That way you're ready to go. What I do is this Thursday from 10 to about 12, I cook brunch for friends of mine who don't have families, and they all come over. It was about 8 to 10, and I cook a nice brunch, and then they can go do whatever they want. I go watch football, and then when I'm done with football, what I do is I cook a nice Thanksgiving dinner for the ladies down at the dispatch center, the call center, and the people who are in the police building there. So that way they have something, they're working hard, and I enjoy it, and they enjoy it. It's a great way to spend Thanksgiving, giving, and receiving. So, anyway, you can do that. Many things you can do. Maybe Bobby's is serving to the homeless and the needy. Might want to give a call there, see if they need any help in service. They usually have it covered. They have a lot of fun down there. Bobby and Rena do a great service for the city of Fairbanks, that is for sure. And they've been a sponsor of our show here. Fantastic people. Anyway, Fairbanks, that is our show. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember our tips for the turkey and enjoy it. But again, this weekend, plan your meal. Go buy it all. If you're shopping on Tuesday or Wednesday, well, first of all, you'll be lucky if anything's there, and you might be a little bit too late, so get it done this weekend. This is Saturday. It's Saturday afternoon. After the show, go get her done. You have a great Saturday. I will see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.